Yahweh God, thank you for calling us out of darkness into your wonderful light. Thank you for choosing us, loving us, and giving us an identity that is not based on world standards, but on your amazing grace. Help us to live as true disciples of Jesus, people of integrity whose words and actions reflect your character, even when it's difficult. Remind us that our meaning and worth are found in Christ alone, not in success, possessions, or the approval of others. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may boldly share the hope you have placed within us, serving others with humility, kindness, and love. May our lives point people to Jesus, the one who releases us from our past, restores us to yourself, and renews us each day. Use us to proclaim your glorious wonders wherever you send us. And now, Lord, we come before you today carrying the burdens of our world. You are the creator of every nation and the father of every person. You see the suffering that so often feels distant from us, yet is deeply known to us. We pray for people in places torn apart by war and violence. We remember the people of Israel, Lebanon, Iran, Gaza, and all those caught in conflict involving nations, armies, and armed groups. Bring restraint where anger has taken hold, wisdom where decisions are made, protection for innocent people, and courage for those who work for peace. We also pray for Ukraine and Russia, and for every land where families are living with great fear and grief, displacement, and loss. May weapons be silenced, hatred be overcome, and the ways of justice and reconciliation be opened. We pray for the people of Haiti, strengthen those who are rebuilding homes, communities, and lives amid violence, hunger, and displacement, and uncertainty. Protect children, families, medical workers, aid workers, and all who seek to bring hope. Give the nations of the world generous hearts and lasting commitment to stand beside the people of Haiti. Remember the people of Venezuela, especially those grieving loved ones, searching for the missing, recovering from injury, or facing the loss of homes and livelihoods after these recent earthquakes. Bring comfort to the bereaved, strength to the rescuers and caregivers, and help to all those who have been displaced. We pray for all who live in poverty throughout the world. Where there is hunger, provide food. Where there is homelessness, provide shelter. Where there is despair, bring hope. Move governments, communities, churches, and individuals to seek not only charity, but justice. Loving God, we pray for Canada. In a time of rising costs, economic uncertainty, trade tensions, and concerns about unemployment, be near to those who are unemployed, underemployed, or struggling to provide for their families. Give wisdom to our leaders as they make decisions that affect workers and businesses and communities and the most vulnerable among us. And Lord, we pray for the CUSMA negotiations that have passed. We pray that each leader will continue to struggle to bring that together, and that they will demonstrate your love and grace towards each other as they seek to demonstrate the true interdependence that we have on each other. Finally, we pray for ourselves. Keep us faithful in these troubling times. Sustain those facing unemployment in our congregation and financial difficulties. Draw near to those who feel overwhelmed, anxious, lonely, or discouraged. Bring healing and strength to those living with illness, pain, grief, or uncertainty. Truly, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Help us to trust you serve you, and love one another with the love of Christ. We offer all these prayers in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And together we say with that passion, Amen.